Governor Abbott expands border security operations in Eagle Pass. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott today announced during a press conference in Eagle Pass that Texas is building a forward operating base in the Del Rio sector to house Texas National Guard soldiers who are responding to President Joe Biden's border crisis. Texas is expanding our border security capabilities by building a new Texas Military Department base camp to increase and improve border security operations in this area, said Governor Abbott. This will increase the ability for a larger number of Texas Military Department soldiers in Eagle Pass to operate more effectively and efficiently. Before now, the Texas National Guard had been scattered across this entire region in cramped quarters, away from fellow soldiers, and sometimes traveling long distances to do their job. This base camp is going to dramatically improve conditions for our soldiers. Texas would not be able to respond to President Biden's border crisis without the brave men and women of the Texas National Guard, and it is essential to build this base camp for them. The governor was joined by Adjutant General of Texas Major General Thomas Sulzer and Texas Border Czar Mike Banks. In addition to being able to house 1,800 troops in their own individual rooms, Forward Operating Base Eagle will also have surge capability of taking on 500 additional troops should we need to deploy the Texas Tactical Border Force to this area, said Major General Sulzer. In the coming weeks, we will also be expanding operations north and south of Eagle Pass, putting up additional barriers to fortify our border. We are also adding 3 more fanboats and expanding our drone program radar truck capabilities. Under Governor Abbott's leadership, we are deploying every available resource and strategy to protect and defend Texas. The key thing I want you to take away from this is that we are providing a better quality of life for our Texas National Guard soldiers, said Border Czar Banks. To see those numbers decrease in Texas, it's a testament to what these soldiers and DPS are doing to secure the border. I applaud Governor Abbott for your leadership to stand up and do what the federal government continues to fail to do. The Texas Military Department acquired 80 acres of land in Eagle Pass to construct a forward operating base that will house up to 1,800 Texas National Guard soldiers, with the ability to accommodate an additional 500, who are deployed to respond to the open border chaos created by the Biden administration. The base camp will also feature a 700-seat dining facility, a recreation center, laundry facilities, Wi-Fi access, individual rooms for soldiers starting at 1,800 square feet, chaplaincy programs, and medical and psychological health facilities. Governor Abbott recently issued a statement on Texas's constitutional right to defend and protect itself as President Biden continues to attack Texas and refuse to do his job to secure the border. Last week, the governor joined members of the Texas House of Representatives to outline their joint efforts to continue expanding border security operations. Governor Abbott has taken unprecedented action to secure the border in the wake of the federal government's inaction, including securing over $11 billion in funding for Texas's border security efforts, launching Operation Lone Star, and deploying thousands of Texas National Guard soldiers and Texas Department of Public Safety troopers, installing new floating marine barriers to deter illegal crossings in hotspots along the Rio Grande River, deploying the new Texas Tactical Border Force for targeted responses to intercept and repel illegal crossings at hotspots along the border, hiring Texas's first ever border czar, taking aggressive action to aid border communities, including transporting thousands of migrants to Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, Denver, and Los Angeles. Designating Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations to keep Texans safe amid the growing national fentanyl crisis, arresting and jailing criminals trespassing or committing other state crimes along the southern border, issuing an executive order authorizing the Texas National Guard and Texas Department of Public Safety to return illegal immigrants to the border at ports of entry, allocating resources to acquire 1,700 unused steel panels to build the border wall in Texas, signing new laws to expand the authority and training of border personnel, make it easier to prosecute smugglers bringing people into Texas, crack down on human trafficking, enhance penalties for the manufacturing and distribution of fentanyl, compensate landowners for property damage related to border crimes, make it a state criminal offense for illegal entry from a foreign nation, activating the Joint Border Security Operations Center, JBSOC, and directing the Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas Military Department, and Texas Division of Emergency Management to coordinate Texas's response to secure the border, issuing a disaster declaration for the border crisis. Read more on additional actions taken by the governor to secure the border.